Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord, please make a way. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Wednesday, Thursday, and our guest today is Missionary Sonia Brown. Excuse me. The scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Praise to be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. That's 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donald Douglas. Alongside me this morning is none other than my lovely wife, none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. We are the host here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we're just excited about what God is going to do on today, the word that is going to be brought today. We're just excited. We're just excited. We're just excited. We know that the Lord has something to say on this morning through the woman of God. I'm not going to prolong the time. We're just going to go ahead on. We're going to acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. And we have Hong Kong. And we thank you guys so much for partnering up with us as you guys do every morning. We thank you for sharing your first fruit as we share our first fruit, which is the word of God, to be able to just go in and just allow God to be God in our life and be big in our life on today. And we just thank you guys for partnering alongside of us this morning. Now, we want to also let you guys know that we are praying for you. We understand that there is a great undertaking that you guys take that's overseas, that you guys are preaching this gospel. You are preaching the word of God. You are calling on the name of the Lord. And we realize that your taskmasters, the ones that are over you, these people, they don't understand the relationship that you have with God. They don't understand the relationship that you have been given, the assignment you have been given to preach this gospel to the world, to those that are under the sound of your voices. And we understand that, and in that you suffer some things at their hand, but we're praying that God move by his power and by his strength, and he is restoring you, empowering you, and strengthening you through the word of God. We're consistently and constantly praying for you, and we know that your assignment is a great assignment. It's a great, so we wanted to let you know that here, right, the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we are praying constantly and consistently for you, and we're asking God not only to just move by his power and by his strength, but for God to shift some things in your life. Amen. That the devil know that he is messing with the wrong somebody. Amen. He can mess with a whole lot of folk, but he can't mess with the people of God. Amen. So we're praying for you guys. Know that we're praying for you, and we thank God for you guys. We thank God for your assignment, and we're praying your strength as you go into this consistent and constant assignment that you have to preach this gospel to a hungry people. Amen. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Core Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that stocking stuffer, this would be the perfect thing that you guys could use for it. You could contact none other than Lady Douglas. This is Lady Douglas's business. You guys can contact her at 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. Or you could contact her through her email, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Again, that's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Those of you all who are looking for a stocking stuffer, those of you all who are just looking for a gift for yourself, these bath bombs are fantastic. Are you looking for one of those Calgon take me away moments? This is what you need right here. I guarantee you, once you get one of these, it will relax all your troubles away. Amen. Amen. She has a sale going on, a 3 for $10. And she also has a 2 for $7. And she's also has a gift basket that she's doing that is a $25 gift basket. Those of you all who would like to get in contact with her, again, this could be your end of the shopping place that you guys don't have to worry about Christmas shopping. You could actually come right on over here to Core Gifted Gifts. Go to the website. I'm sorry. Go to her email at Core Gifted Gifts 34@gmail.com, or you could give her a call at 346-381-8751. And remember, guys, once you contact her, she will make sure that she'll get back with you guys. And again, we thank you so very much for partnering up with us on this morning. Before we go any further, let us go in effectual, fervent prayer this morning before we go any further. We don't want this broadcast to go any other direction other than the Lord wanted to go. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God. God, we thank you for your everlasting grace and your everlasting love. God, we understand and know, God, that as we come before you in effectual, fervent prayer, God, that you move by your power and you move by your strength. God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you, God, for building us and strengthening us and empowering us, God, to be able to continue in this fight. God, we thank you for allowing us to keep our hands up, God, while the battle is going on. God, we realize that as long as we get our hands in a place of surrender, where we are surrendering our all unto you, Father, that you would do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And we thank you in advance, God, God, for the victory, because we understand the victory is just on the other side of what we're going through. God, our storms may be great. Our tears may be constant, God, but we realize and understand that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. So we rest in you this morning, God. God, and we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning, God. God, that you would touch their minds, their hearts, and their spirit, God. God, whatever it is that they may be going through, God, I pray that you would break that chain off of their mind. God, silence the noise and pleasantness. Remove, God, that thing from their heart. God, shake the very place, God, where the enemy thought that he could come in and cause havoc. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that there is a release in the atmosphere, that as the word go forth, God, whatever it is that they may be dealing with, God, that you will refresh them on today. God, we thank you for a refreshing word. God, a word of change and power. God, we pray for the woman of God that's going to bring the word on this morning. God, we pray that you would strengthen her. God, we pray that you would gird her mouth with the words that you would have her to say. God, that it would change lives. God, elevate minds and elevate spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy, keeping, saving name. So God, we lift you. God, we magnify you. I feel Jesus. You reign and you rule. You're worthy, you're worthy. Yes, you are. Everybody say, God, I look to you, say,
I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision
to see things like you do.
Say, God, I look to you.
You're where my help comes from.
Say, give me wisdom.
You know just what to do.
Just what to do, you know just what to do, you know just what to do.
Everybody say,
I will love you.
Hallelujah. together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
My God.
Hallelujah. Our God reigns.
Forever all my days.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's raise that again. Everybody say hallelujah.
problem, over all of your situations, over all of your doubts, over all of your fears, over all of your diseases, over all of your traumas, over all of your crises. Lift your voice because he reigns. Hallelujah. Forever, all my days. Hallelujah. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, not a Lord, but that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. It says that the name of Jesus has been exalted above every name. So whatever you're worried about, if it's got a name, they didn't hear me. Whatever you're worried about, if it's got a name, I know a name that's above that name. What's that name, church? What's that name, church? What's that name, church? Give the Lord the greatest praise you've got.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is none other than myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas, and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. Today is Women's Day, Thursday. I'm not going to prolong the time. My sister, my prayer partner, Missionary Brown, are you there?
Amen.
Good morning, good morning, my
good
sister.
Good morning.
You know, there's no protocol. Whatever the Lord gave you to give to his people, you let him use you. As usual, the Holy Ghost might take over, but you know how we are. We're going to worship and praise God together. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus and glory to God. Amen. I give honor to God. Amen. Who is the head of my life? Amen. I give honor to the leaders of this radio station. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor James Collins. I give honor to my husband, Minister Julius Brown. And I give honor to you, the people of God that are tuned in. We bless God on this morning, amen, because God is truly great and he is greatly to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I'm going to go right in and pray. Amen. And let God have his way, because one thing about God, it doesn't take long for God to get his message and his point across. Amen. When minds are open and hearts is ready to receive, amen, they shall receive. So, Lord, we thank you on this morning. We glorify you and we magnify you, God. And I come to you, God, as humble as I know how, God. And Lord, I'm giving you access and permission to increase while I decrease to absolutely nothing. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God. You are my rock, you are my Lord, you are my Savior, you are my Redeemer, and I cannot do nothing without you. It is in you that I live, that I move, and that I have my being. So, Lord, have your way. I'm going to speak, but, Lord, you speak through me, God. I'm just a mouthpiece for the master. But, God, I ask that you have your way. Lord, let your will be done, God, that lives may be changed, hearts may be fixed, minds be renewed, souls be saved, and God be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. Now listen to this. Sometimes when people get lost while traveling or looking for a particular street, they usually can call or ask somebody how to get there if they don't have a GPS. Not everybody have GPS. And one of the first questions they are asked is, where are you? or even maybe somebody might have called your church or called the church and say, I want to visit your church today, but I'm not familiar with the area, and the first question we ask is, where are you? Today, I just want to briefly talk to you as God spoke to me. Hallelujah. In Genesis 3 and 9, and he asked a question. And the question that he asked in Genesis 3 and 9, he's asking that very question today. Genesis 3 and 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? The question today. If I had to put a topic, where you at? Where are thou? Now, prior to this, the nakedness of Adam and Eve was nothing to be ashamed of. Their minds were pure and they were innocent. So there was no reason to be embarrassed or even self-conscious. The immediate result of having their eyes open to good and evil was that the man and woman understood their own evil and the goodness that they had lost. See, Adam had never hidden from God before. God had never had to ask where the man was. It's not that God didn't know. Of course God did. God's question here is no different than any other parent who asks a question to their child when they already know the answer. God wants Adam to answer, to reveal himself to God, and to confess. Now, when God asks, where are you, God was specifically talking to Adam. He was not calling to Eve, nor was he challenging her. He is not asking her, where are you too? He specifically asked, where are you, Adam? Romans 5 and 12 backs it up. He said, Adam, right from the beginning, is treated as the one that is ultimately responsible for the fall of mankind. Do you know that man was God's special creation? The rest of creation, God spoke into existence. God formed man's body out the dust. God breathed into man life. See, man has a special relationship to God above all other creation. He's made in the image of God. We got a touch of God in us. We got the capacity to know God. We got the capacity for fellowship with God. Something beautiful about hearing God's voice as he walked in the garden, but something tragic as they tried to hide from God. The question today is, where are you? Why did they attempt to hide from the presence of God? Was it neurotic behavior? Because they had a guilty conscience? Even today, most neurotic behavior stems from a guilt complex. How foolish it is to try to hide from God. David said, where can I flee from thy presence? Many today are trying to hide from God. They stay away from church because they're trying to hide from God. Some people in the church and still hiding from God. They're trying to avoid Christian friends and they're hiding from God. They're trying to avoid the pastor because they're hiding from God. But what folly is it to try to hide from God? The question remains, where are you? What caused this guilt complex, this disobedience? What caused this neurotic behavior? They disobeyed God's commandment. God's commandment was for their best welfare. See, God knew what would happen when they would eat from that tree. See, they were convinced that they knew better than God, but God knew they would die. They thought God was unable to let them die, but God's commandments are always for our best welfare. My question today is, where are you? How foolish it is of us to think we know better than God. See, God's cry to Adam, where art thou? He didn't call him as an arresting officer, but he called as a heartbroken father. Adam, where are you? See, Adam knew where he was. It is wrong to assume that a man doesn't know the truth about himself. We try so hard to hide the truth from others. And some people are clever at deception, and they begin to deceive their own self. But where are you? Deep down inside, we know where we're at. The truth has a way of surfacing. See, God's cry comes to each and every one of us today. Where are you? But I want you to know that you can only be in one of two places. You either in full fellowship with him, or you out of full fellowship with him. God desires and yearns for each and every one of us to have full fellowship with him, that we might have his life, that we might share in his glory. But sin always interferes with fellowship. But God's hand is not short, because God has made provision for our sin, that fellowship may be restored. That which Adam lost through sin, Jesus rectified through the cross. But I want to ask you today, where are you? Adam and Eve used to run to meet God, but sin caused them to run and hide from God. See, God wasn't wanting to know Adam's geographical location, because God already knew his location. Just like he knows our address, he knows what we think, what we say, or what we do before we do it. He knows when you're naughty, and he knows when you're right. But God wanted Adam and us today to admit the condition of our heart's posture. God is saying to us, come. Let us reason together. I know all about your sins that are like scarlet, but guess what? They shall be white as snow. But where are you? But we got to be willing to admit where we are. We messed up. We have sinned. We missed the mark. Don't cover up. Just fess up. We need to admit like David did. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a white spirit within me. We know David's story, how he slept with another man's wife, how he killed that man, killed that woman's husband, amen. But guess what? When the story was told to David about the ewe lamb and the prophet finished, and David asked, who is this man? The prophet said, you are that man. See, there are places in our mind, in our heart, in our action that take us places we don't have no business going. And God is saying, where are you? See, I can relate to this, y'all, because I've been hiding in a dark place before. See, I remember being in that dark place that nobody knew, but God knew. I was hiding from God. See, in September 2013, that was the day my grandbaby died in the hands of her daddy, my son. I had just a couple of years ago lost my son, and then lost my mom. Now here, I had lost my grandbaby and my son going to prison for it. Now, I went on the side of my house and I said, God, why do I have to get a double dose? Why me, God? And y'all know what? I wanted to die. I wanted to give up. I was in a dark place. I camouflaged for years. I'm telling y'all this because God was asking me, where are you? I was going to church, but I wasn't praying. Where are you? I was going to church, but I wasn't reading his word. Where are you? I was going to church. I was participating, but not really there. Where are you? But thank God for Jesus Christ that he set me free. And today I can respond to God's question. Where are you? I'm safe in his arms. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with his precious Holy Ghost with no other desire but to live from him. But today the question remains, where are you? See, today we are seeking to find a way out of a very confusing situation that prevails in this world. We will never do it until we start with this question, where are you? Where am I? Perhaps the reason many are unable to be helped today is because they either cannot or will not answer that question. Ask it of yourself now. Where are you? In the course of your life, where are you? From birth to death, where are you? Moving as you hope you're moving, where are you? To develop a stability of character, where are you? To develop a stability of trustworthiness, where are you? To develop stability of integrity, where are you? Where are you? How far have you come? And until we able to answer this, in some sense, there's no possibility of helping you. Perhaps many of us will say and have said, I don't know where I'm at. I only know that I'm not where I ought to be or where I want to be. And that's okay. But the question remains, when you're going to get where God needs you to be? The question remains, where are you? Where are you? And what do you do? Where are you? Are you using drugs? Are you using drinking and smoking and painkillers and sex and sleep and fig leaves to hide you? Where are you? Don't miss out by hiding out. Don't cover up. Confess up. Because God's word is true. He will certainly forgive you if you only be real too. God is asking us today, where are you? When things stop going well, where are you? When bills are due, payday is a month away, where are you? When your family and friends walk you the wrong way, where are you? When your husband or wife just up and leave you for another family, where are you? When your son and daughter's on drugs, in prison, children acting up, where are you? When everybody seems to don't want to do right, act right, talk right, speak right, where are you? COVID is here today, but where are you? If COVID never leaves, where are you? If the church doors remain closed, where are you? God is saying to us today, don't get comfortable in Zion, y'all. Where are you? Hallelujah. Where are you? Are you praying? Where are you? Are you obeying? Where are you? Are you forgiving? Where are you? Are you loving? Where are you? Are you humble? Where are you? You, God is asking us today, examine yourselves and ask yourself, where am I? Hallelujah. Where am I? Am I walking in God's grace, in God's mercy, in God's love? That's a question you got to ask. See, God was seeking after Adam. Adam didn't seek God. He was hiding from God. And how do we respond when God asks us, where are you? Can we respond honestly, realizing a change is required? Where are you? Will you remain with the attitude, I can't go to church, 6 feet distance, I got to wear a mask, I'm going to sit at home, watch it on TV, do it on the phone? Where are you? Are you still meditating with God? Where are you? Are you getting up early in the morning to commune with God? Where are you? Are you obeying God's word even though the church don't see you? Where are you? That's a question that each and every one of us can answer our own self, and we know the truth. Where are you? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Where are you? My God, I don't know who was lying over here, myself or Pastor Douglas.
Amen, 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 and amen again. I was just sharing that story of Adam and Eve on last night. I did a redo Bible study. Our Bible study is usually on Tuesday nights, and I was talking about how in First Chronicles, where it talks about us singing and praising and proclaiming God day after day. And God began to show me how in that sense of understanding that we have to be consistent in what we do. And when Adam wasn't consistent, is when it became a problem. I'm not gonna try to touch what you said, but you preached the message already. I ain't even gonna try to touch it. But I just wanna interject to the people who wanted the sound of your voice this morning. When you get consistent and your consistency fall off, God noticed when your consistency fall off. See, it wasn't the fact that Adam met God in the cool of the day. It was the fact that Adam was consistent in meeting God in the cool of the day. And when your consistency when you lose your consistency, God noticed when you lose your consistency. I love to cook. I love to bake. And one of the things I was doing, I was making, my goal was to make lemon cookies. I was supposed to be making some lemon cookies for the woman of God, and I, every time I would make these lemon cookies, they would come out like tea cakes. I tweaked the recipe from 1 cup and to a cup and a half to 2 cups, and I just tried all these different methods to try to adjust it until I could get it to the cookie consistency. But it wasn't the fact that I was trying to get the cookie right. I wanted the right consistency, and that's what God is looking for in us. If God have mercy, if you got to shift the way you pray, If you got if praying in the bedroom don't get it, get in your prayer closet. If your prayer closet don't work, go in the living room. If the living room don't work, got dog on me, go to the dining room. Get in a place to where when you talk to God, it's the timing and the consistency of what we do. When we get in the timing of God and the consistency of God, we can understand then the relationship. See, the relationship get better and better, and you can start to expose yourself, like she said. Oh, Lord, I'm going to leave that alone. Woman of God, you blessed us. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to pray for the woman of God. And we just thank God for you. We thank God for the word that you have inside of your belly. We thank God for the word that you shared with the people of God. We know that it blessed not only just the ones that was under the sound of your voice, but your voice went across the waters again and blessed the world. Amen, and blessed the world. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this vessel, the vessel that you have called in this hour to speak. To speak life, not just life, but life more abundantly. From the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet, Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would pour into her, God, that she is pouring out to these your people, causing them to shift in this atmosphere, causing them to shift in their mindset, in their thinking, in their processing, oh God. But where are they today, God? God, some of them were lost. Some of them were torn between two lovers, oh God. The love of this world, Father God, God, and the love of you. They were torn between two lovers. God, and today the woman of God gave them their out. Oh, my God. Thank you for giving them the way of escape on this morning through the voice of the woman of God. Minister Brown, the woman of God, God, where you have spoken, God, the word of shift, a word of change, a word of transition that you have spoke out of her mouth to these your people. Father, I even thank you, God, have mercy. Father, I thank you for the elevation of the woman of God. Father, I thank you for the elevation. I thank my God, yes. My God, I thank you for the elevation. My thank you for I thank you for the elevation, God. I hear you, oh God. I hear you, the prophet of God that is inside of her, God. The prophetess of God, 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 the seer that you have made her to be, God. God, she's been wrestling with the seeing of a prophetic gift, my God. But today, God, we thank you, God, we thank you for the shifting of the prophetess of God. God, the prophetic gift that's down on the inside of her, God. God, we thank you for the fortifying of her gift. Even now, God, as she walked into that thing even now. God, she, yes, God, I hear you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. I receive it. I receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I speak, Lord God. God, the fortification of her gift, God. God, the strengthening of her gift, God, as she began to speak. God, the word that you have given her to speak, God, watch as the house change. My God, watch, God. Watch how the life change. Watch how everything around her shifts. Yes, God, watch how, my God, watch how the walk changed, woman of God. God, we thank you right now for what you're doing, even now in her presence right now, God. God, as you're fulfilling, God, inside of her. God, you're expanding inside of her. God, you're lifting out her cords, God. God, you're enlarging her territory right now. God, and we thank you for it. God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God, every place that her feet tread, Father, she find, my God, favor. God, everything that our hands touch, God, God shall prosper, God. God, there's nothing that can be put in her hands right now, God, that she will not make come, God, into fruition, God. So we thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you for the man of God. God, oh my God, we thank you for the man of God, God, that you have given to her, God, that girds her in prayer. God, we thank you for him. God, we build him up in the spirit right now. now. God, we call on you. God, outpour into him, God, strength right now, God. God, we pray, God, even for his body, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. God, we call this thing, oh, my God, is well. God, even the test, God, even the test shall come back, God, everything is well. God, even in his body, in his mind, everything will be well, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we call, my God, we call this test well. The next doctor's appointment, God, God, all is well. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, all, my God, is well. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for all things, hey, God, being made well, God, in the lives of Prophetess Brown and Minister Brown right now, God. God, we thank you for it. God, the strength of the Lord is on them both, building them and rebuilding them in every way. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray right now, God, that you have stepped in and strengthened them. A threefold cord, my God, is not so easily broken. Father, we thank you for the strength of love and the strength of life and the strength of hope, God, that is established even now in them. And they, God, they walk, God, after your heart. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Sister, the scripture came to mind to me when you were speaking was Matthew 22:14. For many are called, but a few are chosen. God chose his strongest warriors to go into warfare, and you showed that today. You are going to birth out fighters for God. You're going to birth out true warriors for God. And I thank God for allowing me to be a part of your life, for us to be a part of your life, to see the birthing that you're going to bring out in people. Let the audience know how they can contact you if they want to hear a word or hear your prayer, join the prayer line, even where the church is from and the man of God that you guys are under. Let them know where it's located.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Douglas and First Lady Douglas. Amen. I receive in Jesus' name because I believe. Amen. Our church is located in Beaumont, Texas at 180 East Plum, and it's Williams Memorial Church of God in Christ. Again, where Pastor James Charles Collins. Amen. He is an awesome man of God. Amen. And I'm just blessed to be up underneath his leadership. Amen. And we have services online on Wednesday. Amen. And then on Sunday, 9:30 Sunday school, and immediately after worship service. Amen. We bless God because our church doors are open. Amen. And also, you can join me on Monday at 8:30. I'm on Facebook. I have a prayer call on Monday. And also, be on the lookout, amen, real soon for Woman to Woman. Amen. Woman to Woman will be on the shirt. Woman to Woman will be on a devotional. Amen. And Woman to Woman, a blog. Amen. Woman to Woman, let's face it. Woman to Woman, let's handle it. Woman to Woman, let's conquer it. So be on the lookout for Woman to Woman. Amen. And again, the prayer call is on Mondays at 8:30. And I am on Facebook under Sonya Brown. And also, I have a page, Call It, Praise It. Amen. And Power It Up. Amen, on Facebook as well. God bless y'all. God keep y'all. And thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to speak to God's people on a video. Amen. That souls may be saved, lives may be changed, hearts can be fixed, and minds can be renewed. God bless y'all. And may God give y'all triple for all the work that you're doing in the kingdom of God. God bless you.
Thank you. We receive that in the name of Jesus. And it is so. We're not going to hold you no longer. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for always being there when I give you a call. No questions asked, I'm there for you. And Minister Brown, we thank you and humbly thank you again. You have a blessed and phenomenal day, and you know we'll call away.
Let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt of love. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle.
That you have won again. We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My heart could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated. You did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, got you.
Yeah.
I give you glory. I bless your name.
Give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
For the word that was shared on this morning by Minister Brown, Missionary Brown, Prophetess Brown. Wow. Just wow. You can always go back to those of y'all who did not get an opportunity to hear the full message in its entirety. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/worldwide gospel connection. And click the link, and when you click the link, it will show you Missionary Brown on there. You click that link, and you can listen to the message in its entirety. What a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. Where are you? My God, today. We're just grateful just to have such phenomenal guests to come on and share and inspire, encourage, and strengthen you guys through the Word of God, and just to hear the phenomenal testimonies that come from just you guys listening in and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so much. We love you so much for being a part of what God is doing in the lives of us here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection and those that are connected with us that come on to the broadcast. Remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. Those of you all who would like prayer, or those of you all who would just like to listen in, you could press 1 for prayer, or if you want to share your testimony, or if you just want to come on and just tell us how the broadcast has been blessing you, we will be great. We will be glad to hear that from you. Also, guys, remember, there is a shifting in God right now. Know that in this era, in this timing that we're in, don't look at this as a pandemic. Look at this as an opportunity for you to be shifted in God. You know, we see the storm. We see the storms. We see all of that goes on before us. And The scripture, Psalms 126:5 said this. It says, we sow in tears, but we're going to reap in joy. We sow in tears, but we'll reap in joy. I'm here to let you know, to be a confirmed witness. Can I be a confirmed witness for you? To be a confirmed witness that when you sow in tears, that you will reap in joy. The enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. The enemy's desire is to keep you in a place of captivity. The enemy's desire is to keep you in a place to where you don't understand or see what God is doing in this hour. But I can promise you, I can give you a confirmed word on this morning that all things will work together for your good. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. That scripture right there, it is a confirmed action that will take place in your life, irregardless of where you may find yourself at, I can promise you, you're going to see the blessings of the Lord. Only thing you have to learn how to do, watch it. You just got to learn how to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. If you stay working in God, if you stay working, I'm going to show you what your work is. Your work is when you get on your face and pray. Your work is when you get in the Word and break that Word open and find the scriptures that apply to you, that you can apply to your life. The work is showing up for Bible study, showing up for a Sunday morning service, showing up for prayer meeting. Because watch this, what God does in that is He sees that even though you may be in your season of crying, come on, let me help you. Even though you're in your season of crying, even though you're in your season of hurt, even though you're in your season of pain, God sees your consistency in who you are and what you're doing, and He will move that very thing out of the way. But we have to learn, watch what we have to learn. Let me show you, let me help you real quick. We have to learn how to be consistent in Him. And when we're consistent in Him, God will be consistent in us. Come on here, let me help you this morning. God will be consistent in us. He will move things out of the way when we learn how to be consistent. See, the reason why we stay in storms is because we keep on tripping up in the storm. Come on, let me help you. If we keep stumbling in the same place, if we keep stumbling in the same stuff, I want to be the living witness. Can I be the living witness? Can I help you this morning? Because I don't want y'all to think that I'm just talking about it, but I'm going to be about it. See, I used to be in storms, and I would stay in a storm for so long, and I would ask God, I would be praying, and I'd be saying to myself, Lord, why am I still here? But I'd still be in the same thing over and over, and I'm still tripping, and I'm still falling into the same stuff. And God began to show me, if you stop tripping and stop falling into that same okey-doke that the devil keep playing to you, because we fall into the same thing, but it's just different faces. High five your neighbor.
Come on here.
And tell your neighbor, are you still tripping over the same thing that tripped you up the last? Come on. That ain't nothing but the devil. That ain't nothing but the devil. But watch. He will cause you, he will for surely to miss him because, watch this, what he does is he puts you in places, or he puts you in mindsets, or he puts you in conditions, or he'll put you in a circumstance that, watch this, that looks a little bit different, that sound a little bit different, but it still have the same thing. Oh, Lord, the same devils but different faces. Can I help you tonight? I mean, in this night season that you're in, can I help you? The same devil just in different faces. You have to learn how not to be caught up in those places where the enemy will keep on keeping you, watch this here, a captive in that place. God desires to move some things in your life. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
That's right.
We hope. There's a song that we used to sing when I grew up in the Baptist church. We sung a song. It said, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness." When we learn how to walk after God,
fully trust him. Completely surrender.
Yes, Lord. That word surrender. It sounds so hard. It sounds so complicated. But in actuality, it's not really hard. It's not really complicated. I'm gonna tell you what's hard and what's complicated. Let me tell you what's hard and what's complicated. Let me bless you to your best place right quick. Let me put you to your purpose and drive you to destiny. We don't want to release. We don't want to release. See, we want to be in control. Can I help you about control? Can I show you what control does? Let me show you what control does. Control does this for you. Control does absolutely nothing when it comes to God.
Just take him out the equation.
Control does absolutely nothing when it comes to God. Because watch this here. You are in control of everything. And when you're in control of everything, God's going to sit back and he's going to watch. And he's going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to watch. And he's going to wait until you run out of all of your devices, until you run out of all of your plans, until you run out of all of your ideas. And then you surrender and you say, okay, God, here I am. Here I am. Do what you got to do. Step in and move like you got to move. Because I done messed this up and I done jacked this up real good. And see, God specializes in our mess ups. Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher. Preach to the people this morning. God specializes in our mess ups. See, if when we learn how to bring our mess to God, watch this here. He'll take your mess and he'll turn your mess into a masterpiece. I'm going to say that again because I felt that shift somebody right in that spot. Yeah, that thing right there. Well, preacher, you don't know. You're absolutely right. I don't know. But, preacher, I done messed up a lot. Yeah. Join the club. But preacher, I done been some places I done had no business. Okay, join the club. Preacher, I done said some things, and I done been with some people. I done joined the club. Well, preacher, I sold dope, and I sit up there, and I was a homemonger. I slept with a bunch of men, and I done slept with a bunch of women. Join the club. You ain't out there by yourself. Do you realize, let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Do you realize that every preacher and every pastor have a testimony? If they didn't have a testimony, they wouldn't be in the church. Some of us wouldn't even be called.
Come on here.
See, testimonies is what makes you. Come on, preacher. Preach and teach them this morning. Your testimony is what makes you. Your testimony is what gives you that push and that drive for you to get to where you need to be. If there was no test, there would be no testimony. I'm going to say that one more time because I know that blessed somebody. That shifted somebody's mentality and mindset. If you do not go through a test, you cannot confess to a testimony. You're still in that thing. When you overcome it, you overcome, watch what the word tells you. The word tells you in the book of Revelation, it said, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. The words of their testimony. How do you know that you out of it? When you can talk about it and it don't bother you no more? How do you know it's a testimony? When you can tell somebody about it and it don't affect you like it used to affect you? Let me tell you something. It's an emotional, it'll move you. It's emotional, it'll move you. But it won't move you to the point to where you feel like you're defeated. It'll actually move you to a place of praise. Come on here. You'll be like, I thank God that he delivered me from what I was in. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, that's the kind of testimony you want to have right there.
Yeah.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I, little I be? See, God has already set up some things in and for our life. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. When we learn how to rest in, let me help you. When we learn how to rest in God, God has a resting. Y'all forgive me because I found that resting place in it. When you learn how to rest in God, when you learn how to rest in Him, just rest in who He is, people of God. When you learn how to just lay into His bosom and say, okay, God, here I am, and see. When you learn how to do that, and see, as men, because can I talk to you from the men's perspective? Those of you all who are calling in, please call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Call in, press 1 for prayer. Those of you all who like prayer, press 1. Don't be ashamed of it. Listen, we got you covered in prayer. We'll stop what we're doing to pray for you. That's why we wanted to make sure we shared that number, because we know there are those that's under the sound of our voice that need to be prayed for. And we ain't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ain't ashamed to pray. We ain't ashamed to call on His name. We ain't ashamed to talk to you in the midst of where you are and call on the name of the Lord. And we don't have to know your name. We don't have to know your situation. We don't have to know what's going on. We will pray. If you want to share that, you can. But listen, you come on, and if you feel like, because I feel the Holy Ghost right now, if you need prayer,
call and press one.
You don't have to give your name. If you want to do it off the air, we'll do it off the air. Because I understand that sometimes there are places that's private. Come on here. That we don't want everybody to know by.
I'm on here.
There's a private. Come on, Lord. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. I deal in the spirit of discernment. God has given me the spirit of discernment. And I know that sometimes in places of privacy, my wife deals in a place of discernment. I deal in this place of discernment. There's somebody on here that needs to be prayed for. So if you press one, I promise you we'll shift the broadcast to fit so we can pray for you. We'll go to a commercial break and we'll pray for you. We'll go to a commercial break and we'll pray for you. We don't have a problem with it. We don't have a problem with it. Amen. 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 We're gonna go to a commercial break and we're gonna pray. We're gonna go to the first commercial break. We'll be right back.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now.
And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
living. Just know He has risen. On you.
Praise God, praise God. We had to play some music because, like we said, when you call for prayer, we're going to stop and we're going to pray. We stand on the word of God, and we are His ambassadors. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, if you want to sow into the ministry, $WGC2020, $WGC2020. Pastor Douglas, we mean what we say, and we iron sharpens iron. And again, we are here, no judgment, because we cannot judge, but we are here to fight and pray with you.
Amen, amen, amen. excuse me. Romans 10:9 is an invitation to those of you all who are under the sound of our voice this morning. And let me help you. Let me help you real quick. Even though your relationship may not be where you want it to be with God, let me bless you to your blessed place. Even though your relationship with God is a little bit distant, if you were in church and some things happen, and now you're not in the place where you, quote unquote, should be, let me bless you to your blessed place. I've been in all those places. Let me help you real quick. I have been on that side. We have been on that side. We didn't been on that other side where we didn't been in the house. Lord help me right now. We've been in the house, but the house wasn't in us.
We've been
where we didn't walk the walk and we didn't talk the talk. So we want to let you know right here, right now, nobody's perfect.
Nobody but God.
Nobody's perfect. So we that's what I want you to know. I want you to understand that. But and now with that same breath, I want you to understand this. You all have an opportunity
right now.
To get right what you didn't have right the first time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that again. You have the opportunity to get right what you didn't have right the first time. I'm going to tell you, this is an opportunity for you to come into the body of Christ. This is an invitation. This is an invitation. I'm going to say this again. This is an invitation. I shared with the broadcast on last week about the great feast that Jesus talked about. He talked about this in a parable where He sent out an invitation, and He sent that out to all these great people, and they turned them down. But He told them, He said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come. Come and sit at my table and eat with me. Come sit and sup with me, is what the word says. Come and have supper with me. Come sit with me. This is God's invitation for you to come and sit and have supper with Him. He wants you to come and have dinner. It's just that simple. Just that simple. He wants you to come and sit and have dinner with Him. And the only thing you got to do is accept the invitation. Accept the invitation. So with
one yes.
It's just that one yes. That one yes will change your whole situation. Because he said in He said in the 23rd number of the Psalm, he said that he prepared a table for the presence of your enemies. So watch this here. When you come over here and sit at the table, your enemies now are going to be sitting there watching you enjoy your meal. Yeah, and truth be told, if the enemies ain't present, you can't eat no way. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, that's for another day. That's another message. That's another message in its entirety. But watch, this is the invitation. Only thing I want you to do is just to surrender. Those of you all who want to surrender, just lift your hands wherever you are. Just lift your hearts wherever you are. Lift your minds wherever you are. If you at work, you can't do it at work. If you own a job, you can't do it. Just lift your hearts. Lift your minds. And we're going to pray this prayer. We're going to declare this prayer over your life. We're going to declare this over your life. We're going to declare this over your life. Here we go. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, first off, to come before these, your people. God, we pray for each and every individual person that's under the sound of our voice. Work, Holy Ghost, today in that area. God, take their hearts, take their minds, God. God, and turn them to you. God, they come to surrender to you right now. They're surrendering their all to you. And in that place of surrender, God, their walk now, my God, today, their walk now has transformed in the mighty name of Jesus. For the strength of the Lord now, God, rest on them. God, we declare Romans 10:9 over their lives right now, that they confess with their mouth and believe with their heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved.
Thank you, Lord.
God, they are in a safe place right now because they surrendered their all to you. Father, so we call that thing into fruition over their life right now, that they are saved and safe in your arms. God, take them and pull them close. Hold them in that place of safety for them right now. God, and let them know that this thing that they've been through, you got them now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Since you surrender your life to Christ, let me give you three keys. One is to get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Two, find your church home, whether to go physically in, just be safe, or online. You are welcome to join us, Abba House, on Facebook. We're on every Sunday at 10:15 and Tuesdays at 7:15. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, this is such a beautiful place that you're in right now. This is such a beautiful place that you're in right now. Know that God has already set some things in order in your life. He put some places together. He's made a way out of no way. He's transformed your situation. And he's made this thing work for your good. He's made this thing work for your good. I know the difficult place that you're in right now because, watch this here, we've been there ourselves. We've been in the rock in a hard place. Once you give your life over to him, let me help you read. It's not going to be a cakewalk, but watch, if you stay consistent in it. See, when we learn how to get consistent in God, I promise you, You have my unadulterated word that when you stay consistent in him, he will consistently move for you. I'm not saying that every situation is always going to work out immediately because I have experienced God creating the 25th hour. I have seen God create a brand new day for us. I've seen God come in and wipe the tears from people's eyes. I've seen God transform people's hearts and minds. I've seen it myself. And I know that he would do the same thing for you. So just hang on and hold on. Hold out. I preach the message called Tide Not It In Until He Come. So y'all tied, knotted, and hold on until he come. Amen. God bless you. We thank you. Thank you for joining us on this morning. We love you so very much. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day, and we will speak with you guys again on tomorrow. You guys have a blessed day.
I know you kind of long with it.
you see me cry. It's just a sign that I'm still alive. I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me. I made it.